And so, the new hero embarks on his great and noble adventure.
Let me guess, this is just going to be like the book I read yesterday.
Yeah, I bet it's like that movie we saw last week.
No, it can't be. Can it?
There's only one person we can call.
Hello, my name is Kellen Lacey, and welcome to Roy Lacey Filmmaking, Episode 2. My podcast is all about movie tropes and cliches that could be called lazy filmmaking. Last time we covered the Wilhelm Scream, and this episode we are focusing on the hero's journey. It's a plot cycle that lots of media have used. Now, think of a hero in a movie. I'm sure a superhero has come to mind. Now think of another hero, and I think about their origin stories at the same time. There might be some similar points. That's what I'm talking about today. The hero's journey plot cycle was created all the way back in 1949 by a man named Joseph Campbell. He released a book titled The Hero with a Thousand Faces. The book is a theory of the mythological structure of the journey of the archetypal hero found in world myths. Campbell wrote about the hero's journey as 12 stages. Let's dive into a brief overview of the stages using Disney classic The Lion King. So the ordinary world is where the hero exists before his present story begins, oblivious of the adventures to come. His everyday life, where we learn crucial details about our hero, his true nature, capabilities, and outlook on life. In The Lion King, Simba is born and he is heir to the throne of the Pride Lands. In the circle of life. The call to adventure is when the hero's adventure begins, and he receives a call to action, such as a direct threat to his safety, his family, his way of life, or to the peace of the community in which he lives. It may not be as dramatic as a gunshot, but the call to action ultimately disrupts the comfort of the hero's ordinary world and presents a challenge or quest that must be undertaken. Back to The Lion King, Scar kills Mufasa to become king of the Pride Lands. The only thing in his way now is Simba. The character might refuse the call because of doubt that they couldn't achieve the task at hand. It's where the audience bonds with the hero as he prefers the comfort of home instead of the dangerous road ahead. Simba runs away from the Pride Lands, doing exactly what Scar wants him to do. The hero will meet a mentor figure who gives him something he needs. He could be given an object of great importance, insight into the dilemma he faces, wise advice, practical training, or even self-confidence. This is when the hero gets the courage to embark on the adventure. Simba meets Timon and Pumbaa, who introduce him to a life of ease in the jungle. The hero will cross the threshold where they may go willingly or they may be pushed. But either way, they will finally cross the threshold between the world they are familiar with and the world that they are not. It may be leaving home for the first time in their life, or just doing something they've always been scared to do. In The Lion King, Simba embraces the easy life in the jungle for many years. The character is then confronted with an ever more difficult series of challenges that test him in a variety of ways. Obstacles are thrown across his path, whether they be physical hurdles or people bent on thwarting his progress. The hero needs to find out who can be trusted and who can't. He may earn allies and meet enemies who will, each in their own way, help prepare him for the greater ordeals yet to come. Nala, Simba's childhood friend, finds him in the jungle and the two fall in love. Just to be with you and care. It is where we are. The character will approach an inmost cave that may represent many things in the hero's story, such as an actual location in which lies a terrible danger, or an inner conflict which up until now, the hero has not had to face. The hero approaches the cave, he must make final preparations before taking that final leap into the great unknown. Nala asks Simba to return to the Pride Lands to take down Scar, who has terrorized the Pride Lands. An ordeal will occur, and it may be a dangerous physical test or a deep inner crisis that the hero must face in order to survive, and the world that he lives in to survive. Whether it be facing his greatest fear or most deadly foe, the hero must draw upon all of his skills and experiences to overcome his most difficult challenge. Simba has to choose whether to stay in the jungle or to return home. The hero then may be rewarded by surviving death and finally overcoming his greatest personal challenge. The hero is ultimately transformed into a new state, emerging from battle as a stronger person and often with a prize. Simba sees his father's ghost, who motivates him to go back to the Pride Lands and face Scar.
Remember who you are.
The road back is the stage in which the hero must return home with his reward, but this time the anticipation of danger is replaced with that of acclaim and perhaps vindication, absolution, or even exoneration. But the hero's journey is not yet over, and he may still need one last push back into the ordinary world. The moment before the hero finally commits to the last stage of his journey may be a moment in which he must choose between his own personal objective and that of a higher cause. Simba decides to go home, and Nala finds out that he is returning. The resurrection is the climax in which the hero must have his final and most dangerous encounters with death. If the hero fails, others will suffer and only places more weight upon their shoulders. Ultimately, the hero will succeed, destroy his enemy, and emerge from battle cleansed and reborn. Seeing the Pride Lands in ruin, Simba faces Scar, and Simba throws Scar off of Pride Rock, and he gets killed by hyenas. The ending of the story sees the character return to his ordinary world a changed man. He will have grown as a person, learned many things, faced many terrible dangers, and even death, but now looks forward to the start of a new life. His return may bring fresh hope to those he left behind, a direct solution to their problems, or perhaps a new perspective for everyone to consider. After defeating Scar, Simba reclaims his throne and roars, magically restoring the Pride Lands to its former glory. So another common item in these stories is a prophecy or a destiny for the main hero. Mr. Peterson, the IB film teacher, actually had some really interesting things to say about the overuse of the prophecy or destinies.
Well, I know a lot of adventure films have that prophecy, destiny kind of technique, that their storytelling, what's that called? I'm going to say trope again, but... They use that as a way to get into the story and kind of get things going. And I think, yeah, it does. I mean, it can get overused, but people getting creative, all the time, and they're able to come up with maybe a new alternative way of getting that same kind of idea. Instead of being, a destiny, it's, you can come up with all kinds of different of ways to get into and motivate the character to achieve what their ultimate goal is for the adventure.
And as our journey comes to an end, this marks the end of the episode. I'm Callion Lacey, and this has been an episode of Roy Lacey Filmmaking. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE.